Right. Well, today is Tuesday. We are, I think, December 5th, 2017. And we are talking about self-care today. And for our opening, we have the prayer called, Who is the Miraculous? I am a fierce, creative, powerful and grateful being who is the miraculous. I am the strength, vision, and vibration of my dream. I allow the notion of unworthiness to drop away. There is no such thing. Worthiness is inherent by nature of existence. I know the divine. I know my own divinity. I know pure potentiality, which I shape with my divine authorship. I know the miracle of me. I know the way of magic. I know my ability to hear and notice when magic speaks. I allow the magic to flow through me. When I resist, second guess, or deny my divinity, my magic, I thwart or block my natural, abundant flow. When I align with and allow my divinity, all nature of magic and miracles unfold naturally and consistently. I am the strength, vision, and vibration of my dream. I am a fierce, creative, powerful, and grateful being who is the miraculous.
Wow.
Yay. So today we're talking about self-care, and Gina and Ephraim, did you guys get a chance to look at the worksheet, or do you want me to start from the beginning?
Ephraim did, Gina did not, but don't change anything for me. I'm very adaptable, even though it's number 29.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Even though it's what? Number 29, adaptability. You're hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to alter anything. The reason I was asking is we'll do like we often do with you, Gina, which is verbally go through it. And there's really only two segments, which is what we're noticing when we see other people taking care of themselves and also how we know we're caring for ourselves.
Yeah, and so, Ephraim kind of went through it with me, you know, because he's good about that. We were here working together. My curiosity was, is it what we notice? Like, is it my judgment against people, or am I noticing what they're doing?
You're noticing what they're doing.
Okay, not like, oh, my God, she's such a bitch because she's taking a bath every night and I'm not. None of that stuff?
Well, you know, you might notice the bath, and then whatever your judgment or loving of the bath is, that's kind of up to you.
Got it. So okay, funny. Just checking. Second.
Okay. Hello, who else just joined us?
It's Janet.
Hi, Janet. So we were just talking about the worksheets, and we're going to do them verbally. Right now it's Janet, you and me, and Kelly, who's joining us to see if she wants to join the group, and Gina and Ephraim. So that's who's on the call right now. And
okay.
The worksheet just has two categories. Noticing. So Gina, the whole point of I notice other people take care of themselves well when they, sometimes what we notice, we might judge, like you just said, and other times it would be like, oh man, I wish I could do that. And I've read quite a few of these from my clients, and they do things to take care of themselves that I don't have any interest in doing, but sometimes it gives me an idea of something along that vein that I would like to do. So the whole point of noticing what others are doing is maybe to have some new and different ideas for yourself, if that helps answer that question.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. And there is an interesting space of a limiting belief about being selfish. So I think that's why I needed clarification of the you know, for me, this idea of, well, wow, she does this, 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 and this, and that. If I view her as selfish, then there's something for me that I've got to clear, or I'm not going to allow myself to have that kind of self-care. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So anyway, but cool. Thanks for the extra clarification. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So where do we want to start? I think we'll start with what some of the things that I wrote on my own. I've decided, since I create these worksheets as we're going along, as you guys know from me telling you previously, and then I don't really create them thinking about me and what I would say, and then I do them. And so if I don't like them, it's like, oh, well, we need to modify that. And at the end of this, which I'm not sure if you guys have looked at the worksheet, I noticed one person totally missed this area. As you reflect on both lists, what are you noticing? And I put that in there and didn't think much about it. And then when I was doing the worksheet myself, I'm like, well, I don't know. What do I notice? And then I only wrote down two things, but one of them ended up being kind of profound, which I will share a little later. But it's fun to do the worksheets after I've created them to see if they actually work. So as an example, Gina, of what I was just telling you, that one of the ways I notice other people take care of themselves well is they go on vacations. And I typically don't even actually like to go on vacation. But then it's like, well, do I like to go away for any reason? You know, if I was thinking about that. And one of the other things I noticed is one of my friends was just telling me about this new sweater she bought that just felt so wonderful. Like she was just all wrapped up and warm and wonderful, and it was new, so it was beautiful, and that it just felt so good to her. And that totally reminded me that one day I'm going to have a seamstress and she's going to make all my clothes. And for now, one of the ways I take care of myself is buying clothes that I love and that feel really good and look fantastic. So that was kind of how I piggybacked off of that. So then, Kelly, you did send me your written list. Would you rather have me read some of what you wrote, or would you rather share it yourself?
Sorry. I was getting a snack.
Not a problem. Good self-care.
Yeah, like eating is one of my things. Yeah, I think I'll read it. I came up with some new things today, too.
Yeah.
Which are a little more behavior.
Don't read all of them. Just out the ones that you're kind of connected to. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. And yes, I forgot to answer that third question about reflecting on both lists. What do I notice? Okay. I notice other people take care of themselves when they're present, when they're radiating love, peace, calm, joy, well-being, vitality. They're living a life of balance, taking care of the practical things, as well as their bodies. They tend to have good, consistent energy and are clear and have flow.
Nice.
And, yeah.
And then what about for you?
For me. When I feel connected to myself, my body, my mind, my spirit, my wholeness, when my energy is pretty good and consistent, when I am loving and accepting what arises, having compassion for myself, hearing my own inner guidance, and a feeling that my life feels balanced as well as myself.
Yeah.
And I'm also like eating regularly and moving regularly and taking care of practical things as well as personal business and connecting with others and buying things that I love for myself. That's good. And also allowing myself to experience new things. And I added taking beach vacations too. Like you're thinking about buying some things and taking vacations. Yeah. Yeah.
And so as you're, not to put you on the spot, so if you don't feel like you have an answer with this, certainly you don't need to do it right now. But what do you notice when you sort of hear what you said about other people's and when you hear what you said about yours? Is there anything that kind of jumps out to you as a noticing or an aha?
Yeah, I think I kind of base if other people are taking good care of themselves, well, somewhat based on my own experience of knowing when I'm taking good care of myself or not. And the other thing is the thing about like when people are like vibrating or radiating these qualities, I think that was a little bit perfectionistic, perhaps, or a little bit of a high expectation to have so many qualities needing to be radiated or thinking that all of them need to be like that. But I think there is just in both, there's like this just sense of being present and connected in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
So, yeah, you bet. Ephraim, Janet, Gina, who wants to go next?
Can you tell me the question? This is Janet.
Sure. Yep.
I just walked in the door home. So.
Absolutely. So there's two questions that are very similar. And the first one is, I notice other people take care of themselves well when they, and then you just fill in the blank as many times as you're inclined. And then the same question for yourself. I know I'm caring for myself when.
Okay. Well, what I perceive of other people taking care of themselves is when they when they're like they pay attention to what they eat and their exercise and just their general like health. They take care of their health.
Mm-hmm.
And they possibly get more than 6 hours of sleep a night, or even more than that. I don't know. at least they're not walking around saying they're tired all the time.
Sure. Got it.
I think part of it is they take time for themselves. They, do quiet time or meditation or even they just take the time to take a bath at night or something like that. So they have their own quiet time. And they have good boundaries.
Mm.
They're not always people pleasing.
Good noticing. So what about for yourself? You know that you're caring for yourself when what?
When I don't say yes to everything.
Great.
When I'm having good boundaries myself.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of being proactive about things and, you know, taking care of my body. And I don't know. Can't think of anything else right now.
Yeah. No worries. So when you, it's what I noticed when you did that is your list for other people was long and your list for you is short. What do you imagine that's about?
I am possibly not
doing much taking care of myself?
That sounds like a question, and I don't have any particular thing in mind. I'm more curious for you what you think it might mean, if anything. You know, might just be it's easier to look over there and see what people are doing or not doing, and we don't really follow ourselves around to see what we're doing.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what I see other people doing is what I think I should be doing for myself.
Yeah, and good observation. I would think that would be true for a lot of us.
And I definitely do it, so.
Oh,
and I don't really
it.
Take
okay.
the time to do any of it, so.
Any of it? I think that might be an exaggeration.
Oh, well. Well, lately, no, not so much, but.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Well, glad you're here then.
Yes.
So, Gina, Ephraim, what about either of you guys?
I'll go.
All right. Thanks, Ephraim.
I notice people take care of themselves well when they eat energizing food, indulge, and savor the indulgence, like food, vacation, little things, big things.
Mm-hmm.
When they let themselves have fun, that's sort of similar. I also talked about holding their boundaries and not compromising, making conscious decisions, good posture, and clear, direct, gentle communication. I know I'm taking care of myself when I eat slowly and savor, when I talk confidently about my truth, when I do things to connect me with who I am, when I spend time writing, usually poetry, when I put action into my dreams, when I embrace the magic and create from that magic, when I take quiet alone space, when I take walks, and when I draw. I noticed that I tended to get more specific about self-care items with myself. And it also felt like writing these was a warm-up. So I'll be interested to do it again tomorrow or the next day, you know, like in the worksheet you talked about doing it 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this first time is sort of not really a rough draft, but it's like opening my consciousness to the question so that other answers can come in.
Yeah, I love that. It feels to me like, for me, it was like a priming of the pump. And what I just heard you say in yours a couple of times was savor. And that is so deliciously you. And it's something I want to be more aware of. Like, I could look at every single thing I wrote on my list. So just for example, dance is one of the things on my list. And paying attention to being present is one of the things on my list. And I could go through the motions of those being present, going through the motions of being present is kind of funny, but there is this whole other quality to bring to it. If I pay attention to being present and I savor being present, that's like a whole different experience. And that's a lot of how I experience you. So you just gave me a whole other thing about, now I just have to write savor in front of all of them. And I did mine 2 days in a row, and it did seem like it got more specific, because what you're saying about savor, it could go probably in front of everybody's, and savoring won't be important to everybody either. So that's just really fun to see what we do and what we can draw on from each other and what's important. So thank you for the savoring part. And I'd love to hear what you find when you do it again and what happens for you.
Absolutely. And I'm intrigued by realizing that it is possible to go through the motions in being present and going through the motions. And I totally get it. And I'm thinking about, I go through the motions, which means I'm not really present because I'm just sort of doing it. And then when I add savor, or you add savor to being present, then it adds a depth to the presence or to whatever it is that you're savoring. And I'm kind of wondering, it would be interesting to think about what other words can add or actions can add depth to the multitude of possibilities. Like I was thinking specifically about presence because that's something that's so important to me. And I'm wondering what other actions beyond savor could deepen that presence.
Wow, you've got a high bar. I can't even imagine. So I would love to know what that is.
Well, it's like, okay, so if savor is something that can make something deeper and experience it more, then what other actions can you add to something so that you experience it on another level? And it doesn't necessarily go beyond savoring, but it's like, because you said, well, some people might not be interested in savoring, so how do... You know, it's beyond my comprehension, but how do those people deepen their activities of self-care just by giving it a little twist like savor?
Yeah. Gratitude occurs to me, and it's one that I've always found a little mysterious, especially the hard experiences. You know, that seems like I'm running into a lot of teachers and reading articles that are talking specifically about feeling gratitude for all kinds of things, including the things that we just think suck. And I'm like, yeah, I get that as a concept, not there most of the time.
You got to find the gift, relish in the gift, and relish. I'm not talking about
relish.
Pickles.
What's that?
I'm not talking about pickles.
Right. Is relish, is relish a synonym for savor?
Probably. I mean, I was trying to think, you know, of a word that might fit someone else. You know, devotion or devoted is my kind of word with regard to that. I'm not going to go through a list, but as I was hearing everyone read off their list and as you guys were talking about it, I think one thing that I noticed just about the like, I don't know if it's the genre of a person who, that's probably not the word, right word, the energy of a person who does practice good self-care is different. So for me, it's not noticing that person is taking a bath or getting a massage or eating right or whatever, but their energy is completely different. And I think the same is so true for me. My energy is so different when I'm not doing my self-care rituals. And so it's not necessarily a comparison of they do this and I do this or I notice this about that. It's literally, to me, I feel like I can tell, especially with my good close friends, when they're not practicing their self-care, where I'm quite certain, I'm so transparent, most of my friends also know me when I'm not practicing my self-care. So it's an energetic thing that I believe people show up different when they're practicing good self-care. So that's all my two cents into it.
I love that two cents. I totally agree with you and hadn't really thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't it make sense? So if this were an exercise not around caring for ourselves, but it was like, how do we demonstrate our care for another person, that it's really sort of obvious when it's about expressing care or love for another person that the energy is going to be different. So I'm curious, I didn't notice that before, because one of the ahas I got, one of the things I noticed when I reflected on both my lists was, I am so much happier when I live my life much more ritualistically. And because I'm in Denver right now and having a little bit of a challenge of knowing how to deal with all the input and so many more people, it's like, if I can just sit at a stoplight and be present, or if I can sit in traffic and just say, oh, look, I'm not going to get there as fast as I would like to, I'm going to go with the flow instead. To me, that's a very kind self-care way of being with stuff that I don't really want to have to deal with, but I'm sitting in the middle of it. So anybody who would happen to be in the car with me while the traffic's not going as fast as I want, would definitely notice the difference in my energy if I'm like, okay, here we are going with the flow, or me deciding I'm going to get there as fast as I darn well want to regardless. Totally different energy.
I really like that. The feel of
what?
Go with the flow. Go with the flow instead. I like the addition of instead, because it's like you're not in the flow now, or you're not feeling something now, and instead is a reminder of, in general, maybe you can make a choice right now to break this pattern.
Yes, yes. And so that's interesting. You're focusing on instead because you're a word guy, and I would call it more ritual, but it's the same thing. It's like, so what's my ritual when the traffic isn't moving how I want? Oh, yeah, it's go with the flow. Gina taught me a ritual last week about closing the garage door, and you'll be happy to know, Gina, I now love pulling out of the garage, waiting, doing my mantra with all my fingers touching, and then grounding it in. And by that time, the garage door is closed. And it's like I've done this thing. It's not about the garage door. It's like I've done something wonderful to remind myself to be present here and allow the garage door to close, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's kind of interesting, too. If we're present to this idea of like being pissed off about the traffic, you're actually really not present with the traffic. You're present to the anger of the frustration, right? So it's like, where do we want? I've done a mind shift with that to be like, oh my God, I live in such a fucking abundant world. Look at all these cars. Look at all these buildings. So I've had to reframe being back in the city with this space of like, whoa, there is so much here. We are such abundant people. Look at all these people. That was my reframe for that. That's my reframe of road rage.
You so know that wouldn't work for me, right?
Well, I know. It'd be fun. Well, you know, that's why we don't often get in traffic together, because I just make fun of you and you'd make fun of me and then we'd tear each other's eyes out. But anyway, we'd have something to do while we were driving.
Right. Or not driving.
Yeah. Well, you know, in some ways, it's such a beautiful thing with rituals, right? Like, we have to do what works for us or for language, you know? So,
yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Tis. So, What else? We still have a few minutes. What are you guys noticing that you'd like us to go into a little bit deeper?
Go ahead. This is Kelly.
Go ahead, Ephraim, then go ahead, Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
I made a little list of things to add to Savor that could accentuate most things on a list. And I added gratefulness, devotion, abundance, and invoking magic.
Thank you. I'm going to practice the invoking magic when it seems least likely. Actually, I did that waiting in line at the post office. I looked at the big long line and I'm like, yes, and I'm still going to be out of here by 4:30. And sure enough, at 4:29, I was walking out the door.
Awesome.
Yeah, time is expansive. That's amazing. I love that.
Right. And you tell me all the time, Gina, time is expansive, but I didn't know what it meant. So there, I did it.
Yay.
Yep. Thank you for the words, Ephraim. Kelly, what were you going to say?
A couple other things came to mind, which was for myself anyway, but it also applies to other people, taking care of themselves, allowing myself to have fun and being silly. And so like taking the time to sing, dance, draw, paint, write, play guitar, like creative activities, play, and like be a kid. and when Ephraim was talking about another word, although I loved Savor, that was so great, and it definitely applies to me. Another word I thought of was just surrendering, like letting go of that control and the activities, even if they're self-care activities, is important for me, and just allowing them to actually happen through my divine guidance.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Keep going. Keep going, Kelly.
So just surrendering to whatever is next in this moment. I've been really doing this a lot more for the last few weeks, maybe month, where like my self-care doesn't even feel like ritual anymore. It just feels like it's my spirit in my body doing what's next. And a lot of times it is about self-care because my body's going through some detoxing right now and cleansing. It's like I'm doing body work on myself almost every day, but it's like different and it doesn't happen at the same time. And it's just going from one moment to the next moment. But it's very much self-care and self-love. And so, thank you.
Thanks,
Kelly. I added surrender to my list.
Yay.
Is Doreen on the call with us?
No, she is not.
Oh, I thought she was. Okay. Well, Doreen, I guess I'm missing you. I'll see you on the recording.
That's it. Doreen will be on the recording. Or Doreen will be listening to the recording of you. So anybody else, anything else before we close? What would you like to take a little bit deeper?
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
This is kind of a random thought from Janet. After I was thinking about all the things that I perceived all these other people were doing for self-care, like, I'm not, you know, it may not be for self-care for them. Like, if they're, you know, exercising and doing all that stuff and eating, you know, what seems to be really healthy, maybe they're just beating themselves the crap up in their head So it's just, I don't know, I was just thinking, well, maybe what I think looks good on their, on the outside is really not what's happening on the inside.
I don't think that's such a random thought. I love that because I think it goes back to Ephraim's words. It's like, how are we approaching something? You know, like taken to an extreme, when I watched my niece with some of her symptoms around her eating disorder, it, the harshness I could feel from her, it was painful to my empathy. And so I think you bring up a really good point, like, how are we approaching this? And even you, Kelly, kind of alluded to, well, you know, if I'm not able to do something in a moment, then maybe the most self-caring thing I can do is let it go, surrender, be kind to myself that I didn't get it done, right? So there's this whole way of how are we being with ourselves, which might even be more important than the actual activity sometimes?
Usually, I think.
Oh. Yeah, I would say always.
Yeah, or always.
What's that?
Yeah.
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 I mean, because you could be taking this nice leisurely bath, or so it looks, and then on the inside you're going, I shouldn't be doing this. I should be doing this. You know, and you're like, go be going crazy. Even so, you're not even like, and I guess it's the being present part. You're not doing, you know, even when I'm saying, oh, I should be meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. Am I beating myself up over it? Yeah, I'm not letting it go. So.
Yeah. I have that sometimes with competing self-care things. I'll be short on time and I'm thinking, well, it would be really good if I fill in the blank. You know, it doesn't even matter. Got a snack or brush my teeth or took 30 seconds to take some deep breaths. And it's like, yeah, but it might be better if I gave myself that 30 seconds of spaciousness to just leisurely get going. Or I'm driving by Whole Foods. It's like, I want to go get something. No, I feel like it would be more caring to just go home now. You know? And then it's like, well, shoot, which is more self-caring? And it's probably like either choice is right and let it be right.
I experience that a lot, Ann.
Yes, I'll bet you do.
Because mm-hmm.
You got a lot going on with yourself right now. Oh, man, to be human. Well, really great conversation. And if you guys want to circle back around to this next week, especially if you're going to come back to it and see what new transpires because of our conversation or because of looking at your list another day, I think it's probably not a one-time thing. So like maybe now be a little bit more aware of self-care, not self-care, how you approach self-care, how you let it go when it doesn't seem to be what it is, what your self-talk is around self-care. I think that would all be really fascinating. I think we're maybe just opening up the conversation right now. I'm going to close for today just using one line from the piece I read to open, and I'll just repeat it 3 times. Who is the miraculous? I am a fierce, creative, powerful, and grateful being who is the miraculous. I am a fierce, creative, powerful, and grateful being who is the miraculous. I am a fierce, creative, powerful, and grateful being who is the miraculous. So thank you, all of you guys, for participating so fully. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.